Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to bring in you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And in the background, do I hear waltz music?
Ah, yes.
There's a reason for that.
It is time for us to start our annual Waltz Across Texas as we visit over the next 4 weeks with all 8 Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. And hunting seasons are upon us. Bow season opened last weekend. And we're going to kick things off. I mean, there is not a bad part of Texas.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
Diverse, beautiful, challenging, and just pick your spot to go hunt, you know, something different. We're going to go up to District 3, Brownwood, Texas, where Texas Parks and Wildlife Technical Guidance Biologist Dean Marquardt will be filling in for Kevin Moat. Want to extend our sympathy to our veteran district leader up there, longtime friend. His daddy passed away after a battle with cancer and is dealing with family matters. And Kevin, we certainly are thinking about you and your family. And then we're going to slide down to La Grange. Do I hear a little ZZ Top in the background?
La Grange, yes.
Visit with veteran district leader David Forrester about that that great district in between Houston and San Antonio. So we've got that. We've got some updates on some news. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the bat, I mean, this is October, and I want the weather to straighten out and get cold or cool, like it was predicted and forecast.
Right
now, we're in that yo-yo phase where, you know, it'll cool down, tease you, and then start to warm back up a little bit. But the good thing is we know we're getting there.
But it's like these 20-degree swings, though. It's, you know, 65 in the morning, and it goes up to 85.
Yeah. Well, you know. Low humidity. What do the weather forecasters tell us? That dry air cools faster, and it also warms up faster.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, you learned something right here on Texas Outdoor News.
There we go.
After 29 years, folks, mark it down.
I learned something.
We do have some national news, and it has to do with, hey, this is a hunting and fishing show, so we're going to talk about guns.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and why did my machine decide to change pages? Just all of a pet. I had it all set up, just
I thought
so
you told
nice.
Me Macs were perfect.
No.
Oh.
They're electronics, you know. So, just absolutely ridiculous when you want it to work. But this is from the FBI.
Ah, your friends.
Can you trust them? But they released the Uniform Crime Report that showed an abrupt rise in crime.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
And it's showed a 29% jump in murders in 2020. It's reportedly the largest increase since nationwide records began in 1960s. And, it, you know, the reason why, you know, it's all over the place. But it's crazy.
Cooped up as a contributing factor. I know some of those.
Potentially. Right. Absolutely. Then we go to the ATF. Can you trust them?
Mm-hmm.
And the firearm imports through 2020 reflected a banner year of firearm sales.
Of course.
Is that because so many gun manufacturers domestically are leaving the states that they had been in,
and then rebuilding
for greener grass,
right,
you know,
right?
Or not greener grass, but better, you know, better locations.
You gotta be careful what you say this day and age.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, I thought that. I went, oh no,
it doesn't mean what it used to mean.
But the top five countries where firearms were imported were Turkey, Austria, Brazil, Croatia, and Sweden. Think of that. Sweden.
Now, that throws me.
Yeah.
Sweden throws me. The others I'm familiar with, but Sweden throws me.
Well, and if you look at history and their position during World War II, you know, I mean, they were like one step below Switzerland, you know, as far as, you know, involvement.
Right.
So, now, here's a thought for all you listeners. Harold, you too.
Okay.
Let's say that you have money in your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, congratulations.
Okay.
And you're going to pull out $600.
Yeah, and hopefully it's there if I go.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. And hopefully you'll be able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're going to pull out $600.
Right.
But the government gets wind that Harold Gunn's going to pull out $600 and want to know what you're going to do with it.
Yes.
And you go,
huh?
There's this really neat pistol that I've been looking at.
Yeah.
Or this really neat shotgun or firearm of any type.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, let me get this right. You want to take out $600 of your money from an account that we're overseeing, and you want to go do what with it?
What is this from? What got you on this? I saw some. I've
it's
seen
just,
some
it's
things
just
they're
putting
trying to
push stuff together.
They're,
oh, you know, no,
trying
it is.
To do. Yeah,
yeah, no, and that's the whole thing. And people will go, wait a minute. We tuned in to listen to hunting and fishing, folks. It impacts what we have to do for fun.
Yeah, you need a firearm to hunt with.
Yeah.
Yeah, because actually it was two things. Because, yeah, I remember that it was a certain amount of money in bank accounts, and they want to know about people that have that much money in bank accounts. And then it's about a purchase of over $600 on a firearm that somebody else is trying to push.
Well, it's a transaction of $600.
Right.
They want to know about it. I went in and had a little cash on me, and I wanted to stick it in the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about less than $100.
Right.
I mean, it's just I just wanted to stick it in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, we need to have your ID, please.
Huh.
I go, for what? Anytime cash. And I said, if I give you a dollar and I want to deposit it in my account, we have to have your ID. Folks,
wow.
Government's out of control.
Yeah.
Government is friggin' out of control. Okay? And with that somber thought.
Yes. You have anything good news?
Well, we talked about bow season is open. Open last Saturday. And seen some massive deer, some big deer.
Oh, good.
Deer,
okay.
That have been taken. Still researching to see if they are low fence or high fence.
Mm-hmm.
Man, with the weather that we've had and the cover and the resurgence of the hardwood bottoms of East Texas,
There's
been some really impressive archery, a deer taken with archery
equipment.
Well, since
you get so much news fed to you, I should have turned this out of the paper, but you see the thing about the chronic wasting disease check-ins in certain counties?
Oh, yeah. You go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, and it expands. And that is really the impetus behind the deer breeders.
Right.
And their permits being checked, stopped. You know, something's going to happen to an industry that was created are allowed to be created, and now they're going, no, we need to check it.
Uh-huh.
But then there are things that the department or the Texas Animal Health Commission, actually, sometimes Parks and Wildlife, as I say, gets too much or not enough credit for what they do have regulatory control over. But the Texas Animal Health Commission, as far as regulations on what to do, we're checking to find out if it's there, but what can we do once it's found in a contained area to prevent it? And I wrote an article August of 2018 in Texas Outdoors Journal about raising questions. And back then, Republican Governor Scott Walker and the people in Wisconsin are vehemently opposed to game ranching.
Uh-huh.
And they passed a regulation that the Democrats have since rescinded where you had to come in and put in a secondary fence.
Right.
With
prevent,
a 3-foot separation.
To prevent nuzzling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that makes, I mean, quite honestly, it makes sense.
Right.
You know, if you can stick your nose through a 6x6 square mesh, you know, it's going to happen. All right, we got more headed your way. We've got our best bets, outdoor report. Find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Yes.
Plus, we've got a couple of district leaders headed your way here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professional at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made.
Yeah, well, aside from being able to hunt exotics and pigs at night, you've got some thoughts on something else to make use of this.
Yeah, keeping yourself safe. When you're out at night looking for critters, you know, maybe there's some other critters that are out there. Yeah.
Mm.
Let's say you're at El Rancho Gun and driving around and you see a two-legged critter that's not supposed to be there.
Good point.
Or down along the South Texas area.
Right.
Out of Del Rio, you know, Val Verde County, other places where we've got these invaders coming into our country. They have at Third Coast Thermal a product from Night Ride that affixes has a magnetic plate that'll affix to the top of your vehicle, or put a plate on top of your UTV, and through Bluetooth, it will then come up on your onboard screen on your vehicle.
Right, or your phone.
Or your phone.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I mean, great, great. When you're out looking around and driving around, I am really becoming more and more impressed with the thermal imagery observation optics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we understand what goes on the gun.
Yeah.
But being able to observe, much like in the old days, using binoculars as opposed to your scope.
And slightly more paranoid than you were this time last year.
I've gotten older.
Yeah, right. And sadly, you've seen the news.
And slower, you know.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, wow. For more information, great help. Give them a call at 806-839-2122 or go to, that's the wrong number.
Oh,
that's the wrong number.
Oh, okay.
That's a number for another spot.
Oh, all right.
Let's go to Third Coast Thermal at 832-827-4574. If folks, you know what goes on when you can't see.
What was that number again?
832-827-4574. Or real simple, go to thirdcoastthermal.com. Harold,
yes,
help me out. How about some best bets?
Let's try this. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday, as well as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, are a quartet of fair days. Thursday's another good one. Friday and next Saturday are our two best days of the week. Next Sunday, another good day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid-morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from either side of sunrise and continuing to feed until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, October the 12th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday will have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are a quartet of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule.
On the coast, surf fishing has been really good. By this time of year, water temperatures usually have dropped much lower. But don't discount the surf for speckled trout. Just a reminder, the limits that were imposed due to the freeze,
right,
the three fish,
yeah,
have now been relaxed, and we've gone back to the regular number,
okay,
of five, and minimum and maximum size limits. Lake Calcasieu has seen some good fishing, not only with numbers, but bird activity with both trout and redfish underneath. Ditto that for Sabine Lake and into the Galveston Bay complex. Offshore, out to 9 nautical miles in our state waters, red snapper fishing has been absolutely phenomenal. Great fishing, says Tommy Koontz, out of West Matagorda, as well as over the Shell Reefs in East Matagorda. And then checking your wind and weather, watch when the north wind blows and the tides drop out, and set up appropriately there at the mouth of drains for those back lake and back marsh areas. Then on the lower coast, still warmest water along Texas, and the tarpon season's winding down, but fish are on the move. Look for snook in, say, South Bay, and fish starting to make a move toward the Brownsville Ship Channel. What's going on our inland lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas, Conroe. Black bass are good in 6 to 15 feet of water following the bait fish early morning topwater bites. With shad, pattern square bills, switching to crankbaits later in the morning is working. Fork, largemouth bass are good. Try topwaters at first light on main lake points and secondary points 1 to 3 feet deep using KVD Sexy Dog and Yellow Magics. Later, try shaky head worms with Yum Dingers, 4 inches or more on the Lake Fork tackle. Lake Fork tackle, baby ring fry, and 5 to 8 feet of water. Early morning bite and water depths is 2 to 5 feet in the mid-cove to the backs of the coves using Z-Man chatterbaits. The mid-morning bite is in 10 to 15 feet of water, and the brim beds using Carolina or Texas rigs, 10-inch worms in blue or green flake. Big Sam Rayburn Fishing patterns are holding steady. Largemouth bass are starting to feed up on shad and moving to shallower waters. The topwater action is good, using topwater frogs and spinnerbaits. Schooling bass are good on crankbaits off the flats in 6 to 15 feet of water. Try Carolina jigs in 18 to 25 feet off the points. Belton. The topwater bite is good early morning as the sun is setting. The sun is coming up, actually, or as the sun is setting. Black bass are good on blue fleck, Texas rig plastic worm, chartreuse swim baits, and bladed spinners. Now you can help me out.
Folks, we're keeping you on your toes this morning. And Harold?
Help me.
Harold, that little round dot at the end of a sentence is a period. It's pause or stop. Okay. Let me just remind you.
And breathe.
Right. Okay, here we go to South Texas, down for our friends in the Rio Grande Valley. Black bass are best in Falcon Reservoir on the south end of the lake, up to 8 pounds. Throwing deep diving crankbaits around rocks or Texas rig sinkos and brush piles in water depths 10 to 15 feet deep. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good on perch color crankbaits, brown, green, Texas rig plastic worms around rocky shorelines and docks. Lake Allen Henry, fall fishing's in full swing and the bite is good. Black bass, spotted bass, and largemouth are hitting brim-colored football jigs. And for those trolling with crankbaits, ivy, the fish are biting and the bass fishing's good on a variety of moving baits, such as swim baits, jerk baits, and topwaters. Crappie are good on jigs. And Meredith, the walleye and white bass fishing is on fire. South Canyon docks are great for white bass using rooster tail, white jigs, grub, and shallow running crankbaits. How about the hill country?
Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with blue, black, or purple Texas rig plastic worms, gray flukes, white swim baits, perch like crankbaits, and white bladed spinners. Topwater plugs and plastic frogs are effective early in the morning, period. Pause for effect. Anyway, Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel edge with live bait. White bass are good with live bait, chartreuse, jigging spoons, and silver slabs. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along the bluffs, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines. Travis. Largemouth bass are good fishing red, purple, or black Carolina rigged plastic worms, football jigs, shad-like crankbaits, and bladed spinners around docks, points, rock ledges, and brush piles.
Folks, we have no secrets here on Texas Outdoor News. Oh. And the most often asked question is, how have you put up with Harold for all these years? And
you must
honestly
be talking to the same people I'm talking to.
I don't know. No, it's... it's been a hoot, and it's been different. Hey, hunting season, Harold.
Yeah.
North zone through November 12 for dove. South zone javelina season through August 31st. Ditto the other open counties for squirrel. Mentioned to you that the archery season for white-tailed deer and Rio Grande turkey opened last Saturday and will run through November 5. The mule deer season... this is really interesting, and it has always amazed me, but it also runs simultaneously with the whitetail season will run through November 5. So get out and get you some.
Indeed.
All right. Been on or off the road, sir?
Mainly on the highways, the byways, but still very capable on those ranch roads. The most award-winning minivan in history, the 2021 Chrysler Pacifica Pinnacle all-wheel drive. So it is extremely capable. The thing is huge, or as one of our former presidents used to say, huge. But it is incredibly roomy, three-row seating. It's got their Pentastar 3.6-liter V6, so the thing really scoots really well. It's got a 9-speed automatic transmission, makes it very, very handy. But, you know, sliding doors on both sides and the tailgate, and all the doors work off your key fob, so you can really shake people up standing in a parking lot punching all these buttons when the door's opening and closing. With the music coming out from the 18-speaker system, of course, you can have your party. All the safety equipment that you would think about, too, because I say it's built for families, but, again, the roominess, the stuff you can put in that thing is amazing. ParkSense front and rear park assist with full stop. Parallel and perpendicular park assist with stop. 360 surround view cameras, amazing system. Adaptive cruise control with stop and go. Blind spot rear cross path detection. Lane departure warning plus. pedestrian, cyclist, emergency braking, full speed forward collision warning, plus advanced brake assist. I mean, the thing is just so built for safety. Easy slide, second row bucket seats, 8-way power adjustable driver and passenger seat, heated front seats, heated steering wheel, which I really like, especially last February. We all like that. 4-gig hotspot in the vehicle. And neat looking, too. It's a lot of style for a van, but it is. 20-inch wheels on it, LED projector headlamps, and so on. But it's great. Anyway, you're looking at 17-mile city, 25 highway. Check it out. It's mid-50s loaded to the gills. The 21 Chrysler Pacifica Pinnacle all-wheel drive.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading up to Brownwood, Texas, where Texas Parks and Wildlife technical guidance biologist Dean Marquardt is on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families who have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most cost-effective and efficient way to feed white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All right, hunting season's upon us. Deer bucks are in bachelor groups, are starting to rut in parts of the state. They'll go through the rigors of the rut, and then they're going to be tuckered out, and they're going to need Fortified Cottonseed with that mineral package to help boost them. Plus, the other thing for you cost-minded ranchers, yes, there's about a 3-to-1 savings feeding cottonseed over your traditional protein mix. Save you some money and get some improved benefits. And Harold, you like it.
Well, I like it for a lot of reasons. Even though it's a free flow, don't be afraid of it because pigs and raccoons don't mess with it.
There you go.
That's a good thing.
All right. For more information, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. As we mentioned at the top of the program, we start our annual Waltz Across Texas, visiting with Texas Parks and Wildlife district leaders and technical guidance biologist. Kevin Moat would have joined us, but as we mentioned, his daddy passed away, and ably stepping in and helping out once again is the technical guidance biologist for District 3, Dean Marquardt. Dean, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Dean, we were talking about supplemental feeding just a second ago. So what are the conditions up there in your area?
Conditions are amazing right now, to say the least. Since April, it's been a year's worth of rainfall in the last 6 months.
Using that word amazing, you don't get to do that all that often, do you?
No, I don't, and I definitely wouldn't have called that coming out of the winter season.
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy dry season, and then we had our February winter festival, you know, that impacted, and then it got wet. Started off, you know, after the snowpack melted.
Yeah. Well, interesting, though, the snowpack, we had a lot of problems, but then also the melting snow created some good things.
That really seeps into the ground moisture, doesn't it?
It sure does. So there was the one saving grace to when the storm happened was that most of our plants hadn't put on buds yet in North Texas. So as soon as that storm was over, things really took off. We did start off with a fairly dry winter, which we were a little worried about, especially bringing bucks out of the rut. But so far, since the end of April, things are really looking good in North Texas.
How far into the year did the rains continue to fall, or are you still getting some timely rains?
We're still getting timely rains. We did dry up a little bit in August, but it's been very, very good. We've had multiple, you know, 3 to 5 inch rains. Now, there's areas that didn't get quite as much, but overall, in general, it's been a very good rainfall summer and cooler temperatures.
Looking at the white-tailed deer herd, and where the rainfall started falling, how would you rate the antler development and body condition now that bow season's open in advance of the general season in November?
Right. So I was a little worried coming out of the fall, like I said, bringing those bucks out of the rut, but they have really played catch up. Some of our surveys, we've shown some good deer numbers, good fawn crops, good antler growth. I'm really surprised to see the antler growth. I think it'll be above average on antler growth. If you'd asked me in the 1st of April, I would have said it's going to be below average. But I think we made a little bit of catch up there in our summer, and things are looking really good.
With the benefit of the rains for white-tailed deer, how about our two ground nesting birds in your district, both turkey as well as quail?
Yeah, so let's start with turkey. So this past season was pretty rough for most hunters, especially this spring. The rain kept falling. There wasn't much gobbling activity, but we have seen poults on the ground. We do have some average-sized broods in the country, so I would say it's going to be about an average year compared to, you know, 2015, 2016. I think we'll be on par with that. Quail, another story. It didn't help us much having that dry winter. And our breeding capital coming out of last year was pretty low. We have seen some broods. Our roadside counts were about average from the last couple of years, which is below the long-term average. So quail, not as much this year. It'll be kind of a below-average year. There'll be some broods in areas, and most of the quail hunters harvest will probably be young birds.
Gotcha. All right. A couple of years ago, I was at a media event Ducks Unlimited hosted. They were talking about how ducks had shifted from some of the big water areas, rice fields, to small water ponds and smaller water body areas. You got a bunch of that in your district. Are they full? I mean, are we set up to receive birds this year?
I think we're set up well. We've kept most of those ponds full throughout the summer. We've grown a lot of vegetation in those ponds. They're full right now. We had 3.5 inches about a week ago, so they're set up good. I think that late season migratory bird hunting is going to be really good again this year.
I got you, Harold. You got a question about the status of your favorite hogs up there in the district?
Pigs.
Yeah.
Pigs, yes, pigs. How you guys doing up there? You got plenty of pigs.
We sure do. We've got a lot, you know, and one of our biologists made the comment. He says, as we try to help folks manage their habitat, we're managing better and better landscape, and the hogs are taking off as well.
Yeah, right.
So definitely try to keep the pens around the corn feeders and throughout the hunting season, and do all we can to remove the nuisance species.
Anybody you know of starting to use those now approved contraceptive pig feeders?
No, sure don't.
Okay.
That's a great place to end this on.
Stop right now.
Dean, we appreciate you and all the rest of the biologists and the staff up there in Brownwood. And stay safe, stay healthy, and thanks for joining us on Texas Outdoor News.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dean.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our annual Waltz Across Texas as we move from Brownwood to beautiful LaGrange, Texas, home of veteran Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader David Forrester. David, District 7, welcome back. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good.
It's been an adventure today, let me tell you. Oh, hey, listen, speaking of adventures, we've had one wildlife-wise. Coming out of last hunting season through the winter freeze in February and the ample rainfall that started thereafter, what shape is your rangeland in District 7?
Man, we're in really good shape, or great shape. You know, like you mentioned, the spring rains were good. They continued on into the summer. We've gotten dry here the last few weeks. But I think we're still in great shape. The temperatures have been just incredible, you know, this summer. We've had a few hundred degree days, but overall it's just been really pleasant, and range conditions are great, and deer are in great shape.
Well, you know, your district is so interesting to me. I mean, it was where my father-in-law's ranch was located. But also, it was where the antler restriction started, and I know that's many, many years past, but one thing every time I talk to you that you remind is how the antler restriction has literally flipped the harvest age class. Would you go over that just again? It's worth reminding folks.
Well, historically, what we were experiencing in this district was roughly 70 to 80% of the harvest annually were 1.5 and 2.5 year old bucks, and so we put the antler restriction in, that 13-inch rule. On average, if a buck is 13 inch spread in this country, he's going to be 3.5 or older, and so we implemented the rule, and since then we've, like you said, we flipped the harvest where now around 18% or 1.5 year old bucks and 2.5 will get very few 2.5 year old bucks are harvested.
And David, is that program still going on?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. The antler restriction reg is still in place, and it's expanded, Bill, from the six original counties, which was, you know, Fayette, Lee, Colorado, Lavaca, the six original counties, and it's expanded to basically the one third, the eastern third of the state.
Yeah, and I understand that out west where we've got mule deer up in the panhandle, they're doing a test case of a similar type restriction to see
very,
if it would improve
good.
Mule
yeah,
deer.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain antler characteristics that are tied to age pretty well. Inside spread is one, and then mass is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they've implemented an antler restriction rig out west with, for mule deer, and they've seen an increase in the age structure there. They're coming into harvest too.
Something else we talk about when we prepare for the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal and our written hunt forecast, visiting with you. A few years ago we had some flooding conditions, in the Brazos and Colorado River area that displaced some animals, displaced pigs. We had some rain this year, and you said that really animals weren't displaced. But my question is did those displaced animals kind of find a new home, or did a majority of them go back to the river bottoms? What is y'all's assessment?
I would think there's a mix going on there, but I think the numbers are back in those river bottom country riparian areas. I think those numbers are back to what they were before.
Did the rain fall in a timely fashion to benefit y'all having a good mast crop?
No, we're not. We're not having a lot of acorns this year. That's a cyclical thing. I'm not exactly sure. What bodes for just a bumper crop, but we're not having just a bumper crop of acorns this year.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Turkey, something that you're right on that transitional climatic change line, and you've tried eastern birds, you've tried Rio Grande birds. You find anything that's being successful on your turkey stocking?
Well, we haven't done any turkey stockings in a while. Way back in the 90s, they did some eastern birds and some of, like Wharton County, Matagorda County, some of those counties. And then since then, we haven't really done any releases. If we were to do anything like that from a Triple T standpoint or something, it would be Rio's. Our counties are all one gobbler, or the majority of my counties are one gobbler counties, and we don't have a lot of turkeys in these counties. There's pockets where we've got some birds. We did a study here a few years ago, a couple of years study on our nesting success and that kind of thing, and in none of the years that we were monitoring birds did we have just a really good nesting success. We attribute that to that's the limiting factor in a lot of our country is nesting habitat, good nesting habitat for these birds.
Yeah, David, this is Harold, right quick, because of the hardwoods that you guys have and stuff and the way things seem to be doing really good now. How are we doing on one of my favorites and the way every kid should start, squirrels?
We don't do any kind of
don't count
survey
them?
on squirrels. No, we don't, Harold. But squirrels, are doing good. I think East Texas has a better tradition of squirrel hunting maybe than we do in these counties.
Let me shift to waterfowl. Obviously, rice farms have slowly started to go by the wayside in parts of your district. Used to make up so much of the farming, agricultural use.
Absolutely.
What are you hearing from rice farmers? Because of the rains that we've had, what rice fields we've got, have they not had to pump as much water from the river? Are they in shape to receive birds? What are we looking at heading into the waterfowl season? You heard anything there?
I think you hit it. Although the last few weeks, I think they've had to be pumping some water, but I don't think they've had to use as much water as in the past. I think things are in pretty good shape for those rice fields that are out there. I haven't heard just bumper reports on waterfowl, but I think that waterfowl shooting is and success is spotty in areas.
Before we run out of time, I always want to compliment you, your staff, and the landowners in your district, just because of the abundance of wildlife co-ops. The district is. Obviously been heavily subdivided in the past due to its proximity to Houston, San Antonio, and even Austin. But you got a big number of co-ops. Is that continuing to increase, or you kind of got enough to say grace over right now?
Well, I think we've maybe hit a plateau as far as the number of people joining co-ops. One of the things that's, you know, impacting us, Bill, and impacting all of us across the state, you know, we started charging for MLDs this year, and in the co-ops are being charged $30 per site. I think now what we're using that money that we're generating for is to hire new biologists, which I've been allowed to hire one so far this
okay.
year, and that has freed up two of my guys. I freed up two of my guys that have the biggest co-op loads. So like Colorado County and Lavaca County, which are big co-op counties,
right?
For us now we've got one biologist for those two counties. So what we're hoping to do is to increase the quality of technical guidance so we can provide those landowners and those co-op members through, you know, more landowner workshops, education, and that kind of thing. So hopefully we can increase that membership and that participation.
Now, David, yeah, it's good to hear that. Yeah, good is getting better.
Absolutely.
Right.
I hope so. I hope so.
Hey, listen, we're up against another break, out of time. But as always, appreciate the job that you and your staff are doing, and appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Lots of duck events coming up.
A whole bunch of them, friends. So the main thing is to remember to go to ducks.org to check all of these. October 12th, West Bowie County Chapter fundraiser in DeKalb. Also the 12th, Sabine County Chapter of Ducks Unlimited in Orange. October 13th, Tech Waterfowl Hunters Chapter fundraiser in Lubbock. Also on the 14th, Rio Grande Chapter fundraiser in Harlingen. 14th again, Shelby County Chapter Ducks Unlimited in Center. 14th, Denton County Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Crum. And again, remember, ducks.org, and go to one of those events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News, and they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and much, much more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and remarkably, they will hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, you can use these to charge your phone or other devices. So for our listeners and friends, for 20% off their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Dean Marquardt, Texas Parks and Wildlife Technical Guidance Biologist and Veteran District Leader David Forrester. Next week, two more are going to continue with our waltz across Texas.
I know. You've been chasing them. Like you said, like herding cats, right?
It is crazy they're so busy.
They're kind of busy. Yeah. Anyway, do check the website out. TexasOutdoorNews.com is a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, the shows are all archived there. So if you go, what they say, we'll just go to listen to the show and click it and play it, okay? Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there, whether you're in the woods or on the water, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.